On this Friday afternoon, Eric Snodgrass joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He's with Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks so much. Farmers want to know how much rain, where, and for how long?
Yeah, well, that's the big question. That's the billion-dollar question. We've been very wet across the Corn Belt and across parts of the South Central United States, as you know, for the last about 8 to 10 days. Because of that, we've had quite a bit of severe weather just in the last week, nearly 1,700 reports of severe weather. In fact, we got rocked pretty good here in Central Illinois just a couple nights ago. I saw the giant tree to get cleaned up in my yard. But the thing is that, you know, are we still seeing the persistence of this wet pattern, which has been favoring a giant ridge over the southeastern United States and a trough over the West Coast. And that pattern is one that just funnels Gulf moisture into us. And I feel like, you know, I feel like you and I have been talking about this now for what feels like weeks. All right, so here's what I see coming up in the near term. We're still dealing with this, and we're going to deal with a very pesky boundary, a front that's going to drape right across Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, you know, that area, once we get past Friday into the weekend. So our chances for precip through the weekend increase. We're watching two major storm systems next week as well. So we're not shaking that big southeastern ridge and the Four Corners trough. And whenever we have that pattern, we're just wet. We're not going to probably get rid of that until we get into the beginning, I'd say the middle of the first week of June, where I start to see things finally breaking down. And meanwhile, just so you know, I was in South Carolina yesterday and Virginia the day before that. And that's a little corridor right there where they do grow a lot of corn and soybeans and a bunch of other stuff. And those farmers aren't planting anything because their soil temperatures are so hot and it's been so dry for them that to put a bean in the ground at 95 degrees Fahrenheit outside is not a good idea. So they're shut down there as well. And the flooding in the middle part of the country is just something that we're just not seeing going away. So this morning's model runs, next 10 days, there's not a dry spot in the Corn Belt, according to the next 10-day forecast by the best global models we have. So I think we're going to have to wait until that first week of June before I start to see the ridge over the southeast flatten out, slide east. Here's the problem, though. When that happens and it slides over towards Texas a little bit, unless it builds way north, I'm talking north up into North Dakota, we still have that ring of fire precipitation configuration. So it's going to be a little drier than it is right now, but still, I was telling a farmer this morning, still wetter than average, even though we're backing off a little bit on the rainfall.
What do our temperatures look like through the period?
Yeah, well, the good thing is for the southern and eastern part of the Corn Belt, we're going to be on the warmer side of things. Parts of the northern Corn Belt are still on the cold side of this. But overall, temperatures do moderate once we get toward the end of the month. And honestly, by the time we start June, it's really hard to get us, you know, back cold again. So we're going to see a lot of 70s and 80s right around here in central Illinois. Not so much, I don't see any of the days in the forecast where we have those highs, but that are in the low 60s like we had seen in the last couple of weeks when we get on the wrong side of the front. So our temperatures are at least going to stay in this part of the country, you know, warm, which you'd think would help with evaporation, but we got to get windy and we got to get low humidity, and we're not going to have those two things together.
You know, we've been concentrating so much on the Midwest, I've not checked on the rest of the Northern Hemisphere for a long while. What's it look like?
Well, the Canadian prairies are actually getting onto a bit of a drier time period, which they would need to get things going there as well, though they got storms coming in today. Heading over to Europe, Europe spent much of the last 30 days or so with a cool, wet pattern, and that does extend over to the Black Sea region. But they've not been nearly as wet in such a large area as we have. So that's why you're not hearing much story out of that area. China's major growing regions, the north, especially the north, you know, just east of like Mongolia, that really productive land there, they've been wet too, but not, again, not like we have been wet. So you'd call that a bit more favorable spring weather. About the only other place which is important would be India. And India has been incredibly hot. But, you know, India on the global markets is a different story than China, Europe, and parts of, you know, Indonesia and places like that. So we'll keep an eye on all of it, and we'll just keep talking about it through the summer.
Hey, thanks so much, Eric.
Yep, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.